The purpose of this audio course is to help you prepare for the COMLEX Level 1 examination, which will be one of several examinations required for graduation from an osteopathic college and for entering an osteopathic residence program. When you take the actual exam, it will be taken on a single day in 2 4-hour blocks of time. The number of test questions in your examination will be 400 in total. The Level 1 examination relies on your understanding of the basic sciences you have studied in osteopathic school. The different areas of study include biochemistry, microbiology, genetics, immunology, anatomy, physiology, pathology, osteopathic principles and practice, behavioral sciences, and health promotion disease prevention. There will be questions after each chapter and a final set of questions that will help you prepare for this important examination. The focus of Chapter 1 in the course is biochemistry and biochemical principles. This is basically the study of organic molecules found in human systems, as well as how these are synthesized and broken down. The major macromolecules are nucleic acids, carbohydrates, lipids, and proteins. There are various metabolic processes involved in these molecules. Much of biochemistry involves enzyme biochemistry, so this is also covered as part of this chapter. Chapter 2 covers many of the important issues in microbiology. Eukaryotic cellular structures, such as the cell membrane, transport systems, and intracellular organelles are covered, as are the different pathogens that can affect the human body. Finally, we discuss the different infectious diseases an osteopath might encounter as part of clinical practice. These include viral, bacterial, protozoal, and parasitic diseases of the different organ systems. Chapter 3 in the course involves the subject of human genetics. We will first talk about Mendelian genetics, which is the basis of how genes are passed from a parent organism to subsequent generations. DNA and chromosomes are also covered, as these things represent the basis of genetics in eukaryocytes. How genes are regulated in the eukaryotic organism is an important part of the study of genetics. As a healthcare provider, you will need to know about some of the more common genetic diseases, so these are discussed as part of this chapter. The purpose of Chapter 4 is to uncover the anatomy of the human body. There are different types of tissues that together create the organs of the body, which will be discussed. Also covered in this chapter are the different organ systems making up the human body. You will need to understand the different aspects of each of these systems and how these systems work together to allow the human body to function, so these are covered in this chapter. The purpose of Chapter 5 in the course is to uncover the different physiological processes of the human body. Out of an organ system's form comes its function, which is important to understanding how the different body systems work in isolation and with one another. Each of the different body systems and their physiological functions is covered in this chapter. Chapter 6 talks about the pathology of different body systems. As part of this chapter, we will talk about the diseases of the skin, muscles, bones, digestive system, cardiovascular system, endocrine and metabolic systems, respiratory system, genitourinary system, and reproductive systems of the male and female. Chapter 7 in the course focuses on the important topic of immunology in human systems. There are two arms of the immune system, which are the innate and adaptive immune systems.